I am Jackie Borowski, and this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi.
Yeah. 90210.
Did you guys watch this?
I did. I don't remember. We'll talk about it, but I don't remember some of the characters that they were referencing.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AfterBuzz TV. We're looking at. I could see the video. Ian Ziering.
I know.
He's one of my favorites. AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. We are minus one today, but we're gonna pull through. Joining me tonight is the lovely
Lorraine Love.
Lorraine Love, welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
We missed you last
week. Thank you. I had Lorraine come to fill in for me for a day. Thank you.
Where can they find you?
Kind to her.
Where can they find you?
At Lorraine Love on Instagram and Twitter. LORAYNELOVE.
Sitting next to Mark J. Freeman is.
Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis. Woof. That's what Aja said. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Can I read this?
Go ahead.
Kenny annoys me on no end, but he looks cute today.
Oh, thanks. I'm surprised I barely made it today.
So just sit there and keep your mouth shut.
You have to watch. Did you watch my interview with Nina Bonita Brown?
Oh, you have to watch it because she
yells at you in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you should have texted
me. You have
me.
To watch it because it's really cute.
Okay.
And she kind of takes over the interview and stuff. It's really cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we find out where we can find you?
Oh, at @don_be_jealous on Instagram and then Twitter @still_jealous, where all of our interviews are up from DragCon. So if you guys want to check those out, you can find them posted up there.
Awesome. Jackie's not with us tonight.
The panel's not up yet. I looked for it today.
Okay.
You can find her at 123 Jackie B on all platforms except
Snapchat, which is JackieBeat123.
And you guys, I'm sure she'll read the comments after this, so show her some love down below.
Absolutely.
So that she knows that you guys missed her.
Sounds dirty.
You're doing what I used to do. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching us live in the chat room, I can't see the chat because I'm slow. Thank you for joining us. Make your comments as we roll along here. If you are downloading us on Twitter or Instagram, Thank you.
Do you want to do that?
Yes, I can see that.
Yes. Let's do that.
Okay, so this is episode 7. This was 90210.
Loved it.
That's a good episode.
It was a good episode. When we sat down, I said to Jay, I said, I actually really liked, he said he liked the whole episode. I said that I really enjoyed the runway. I thought that everybody kind of knocked it out of the ballpark on the runway. And I thought it was a good challenge for the runway. It was something we hadn't seen before, and I thought it was an appropriate something, you know? So
yeah, my overall vibe was I thought this was such a great episode. Like, it had
really,
I don't think that there was a weak link, really. I feel like there was kind of missteps, but I feel like everybody was really on the top of their game. Mm-hmm. And I love the 90s, so like a 90210 challenge is so perfect.
Wait, were you born in
93? No, just kidding. I was born
I'm
in
gonna 80- fucking fuck you.
I was born in 85, so I grew up through the 90s.
Gotcha.
So like went through all of it. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, well, Mark and I are much older than you, so
we're not talking about experience.
I guess we both were like teens.
Yeah,
in the 90s.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I watched it, but I wasn't as devout as I know a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with it. I knew a lot of it. Actually, well, this will just show you when they were doing the skit. It took me a while to realize that they were doing like the playoff of their names, the character names.
Okay.
Like the one that clicked was Mana Darton.
Okay.
Because I think Tori said she was Donna Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
right.
Oh, got it. And then when I watched it back, I picked up and I was like, oh, okay, got it.
Right.
Got it.
Sorry. Super big. I have a big forehead. I'm bald, so I can't help it. I don't have. My forehead is shiny.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat.
Normally, I would wear a hat, so...
I look fantastic!
Sorry.
It's rainy in LA.
I remember, it is rainy. I Wednesday nights was 90210 nights. Mm-hmm. You watched that, and you stayed for Melrose Place.
I watched more Melrose Place.
Yeah, then I think Party of Five was on after that, so yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, what did you think of the overall episode?
I thought it was okay. It wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
Interesting.
I agree with Mark. I really love this runway. I don't think there were any missteps.
Yeah.
I think I was just like
I mean, I like some more than others.
Right,
but
exactly.
I thought, wow, okay, that was a good challenge.
Agreed. Yeah, I just liked this episode. It was okay. So let's get into it. Does anybody, at the beginning, after they do the previously on, do you recognize that there's a glitch right when the episode starts? There's always like a glitch. Maybe it's just me. It's on my TV.
What do you mean by glitch?
Like it'll it's like a little glitch. Watch it next time. So when RuPaul
like the video,
yeah,
like a video glitch.
Yeah, like it's a, like a glitch. Okay. It's like
kinda
a,
like
a,
our interview.
Yeah, it's like a sound glitch.
Slender Man was there. People play
anyway,
games.
Anyway, okay.
Maybe it's your TV, homie.
It's probably got it. Yeah, I still have one of those box TVs. Okay, I gotta fork up some money. Anyway,
Cuckoo's gone.
Anything? Yeah.
And Cynthia is the new cuckoo with that big ol' ass.
Trinity.
Or Trinity is the new cuckoo. What did I just say, Cynthia?
Yeah.
Trinity is coming in for the kill with her cuckoo.
I mean, the beginning of this episode was pretty interesting.
Kenny is the Jasmine Masters of the panel.
What does that mean?
You have something to say.
Oh. All right, I'm just going to...
I think you should start saying, now, I am Kenny Harrison, and I have something to say.
I'm just going
to
turn around and not say anything.
That's not going to last.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
not going to last.
So I'll take... Okay, so Alexis came in. What was interesting is people were... Alexis came in very happy with her win, and I'm happy she got it, because I feel like last week she did great on the Snatch Game, and she did the runway. But do you think that it was going to go to her head a little bit?
Yes.
Like, kind of what Valentina was saying?
Valentina said it.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know. I mean, I can understand, though. I can understand where it's frustrating. Because you do, you know, you want to win. You know, especially if she's been in the top a couple times and she hasn't gone all the way. So, I get it. And I feel like she should have a moment to enjoy it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. The way she came off in Untucked 2 weeks ago, I was just like,
well, that, yeah, I agree. I do agree with that.
I'm whatever. It's whatever. So there was no mini challenge.
Nope.
There was only the maxi challenge. What you got?
Real quick, Sasha's impression of Farrah was really cute.
That
was a fun moment.
I liked when Trinity was taking that the
black off of
that. Yeah, that was good. I put a big star by it because I was laughing so hard. Yeah.
Well, you know what was funny? It's funny that you should say it because you both brought up there was a clip that somebody put on Twitter or Instagram or something, or maybe I saw it on Facebook, and they were talking about those two moments because that part of the episode... It jumped around to a lot of different things, and the comment was, is it me or is this just odd? Like, because it was kind of like we jumped from her imitating that, then it cuts to Shea Coulee doing some kind of dance on the floor, then it cuts
right,
to, like,
yeah.
it was just kind of like these moments that were just kind of spliced together to get to lead to the intro of the show.
Right.
It was just weird. I just wanted to point that out, I guess,
because
you guys both brought up the two things that were in there.
Yeah, I think there's really not much drama to spike up. Usually that's what they use to spike up their drama.
And the other thing I noticed, and I noticed this a couple Untucks ago. Is that right? Untucks ago?
Yeah.
There's a lot of dead air in the Untucked.
Yes.
I watched this episode from when it starts, the Untucked starts, till the first time anyone speaks was a minute.
Oh, yeah. I usually
fast forward
a minute.
A full minute of just shots of... But I did like them, and I wish they did this more. I actually really thought it was a clever idea that they pulled up Cynthia's name where they put the drinks.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the... I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I noticed that, and I was like, I like that. That would be a nice little touch that every time the Untucked starts... They rip off the name of the person who was there last. I just feel like there's a lot of dead air. And what's funny is so many people are wanting more content in the show and in the Untucked that I'm like, well, then why aren't they filling that minute? There was a minute on TV or even YouTube is a lot of quiet time.
Well, even on YouTube, excuse me, I'm fighting a cold. I really apologize. There's really no time frame. Some episodes are 30 minutes, some go less than that, some are a little bit more. So,
Untucked?
Yeah. So there's really no time. I've noticed that, too, that even when they're going, I guess, transitioning between, like, two people talking and then two... They cut to, like, something random and they'll hold on to it forever, so...
Yeah. Someone just said bring the pink box back. I think that's a cute idea.
Well, yeah.
Remember the pink box that they would...
It's just, like, Untucked
Her
for me...
Her name's Jackie. Okay.
Jackie's our pink box.
Okay.
You're saying that, though, but I think that this episode, like, the full episode, actually breathed. Like, I felt like we didn't have weird cuts or edits. We got a full runway. We got a full challenge. We got to see how they were doing during rehearsal.
We still didn't get a mini challenge, though.
We didn't, but... But the way they did it was, they did it a few weeks ago. They said, Peppermint, you won the lip sync, so you're going to delegate the... I mean, they're doing that, I think, to trim off time so that we can actually see the treatment of the rehearsals. Mm-hmm. Which I don't mind. I mean, you kind of earned your spot in the competition, so you may as well, you could keep it, I guess. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, the challenge was an acting challenge. It was a full-on acting challenge. Yeah. And they basically parodied 90210 with their version, 90210.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Since
name and coincidentally the name of your autobiography.
Yeah. Check it out. I hate you so much.
90210 Ho, Beverly.
90210 Ho.
But I don't live in 90210 Ho. Anyway, what was I saying before I was rudely interrupted? So they got to work with
adjacent.
They got to work with Ginny Garth. And who looks great.
Yeah, they both, I thought they both looked great.
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling. And they're aging really well, in my opinion. I know they were already 30 when they were shooting the show, probably. Mm-hmm.
What's her...
Jenny Craig.
She's the head of SAG after now. What's her name?
Oh, and the one who played Andrea.
Who? Andrea. Yeah. Zucker.
She was in her 30s. No one else. She was the oldest. She was in her 30s. The others were in their 20s.
So Peppermint got to assign the parts. Did you think it was fair for her to just ask?
I actually liked her rationale behind it, because then you don't. If you're going to pick your part, now it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great idea.
However, if you are going to ask, if you're going to ask someone and then you don't give them what they want, then that we obviously saw that became a problem.
We did. I think she saw kind of the blowback that Alexis faced with just assigning parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was, she took into consideration, but I think overall she has the final say. And I don't think that Peppermint was doing anything malicious, like saying to Aja that she wanted her to be Grandria or anything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It just is the way the cookie crumbled. And then, you know, all the blowback came. And then Shay was like, I want that, I want this. Or I'm not Shay, Aja. And then Shay was like, have it, I'll take it, which was a great move on her part.
Right. Shay, by the way, excuse me. She can do anything, in my opinion. I'm really Team Shay at this point.
We got some real standouts coming up.
Yeah. So the parts were given out. Again, I don't really... only a few. Like, I don't remember Sasha's part in the show. I'm sure...
The lunch lady?
The lunch lady, yeah.
I think that was
probably just made up.
I don't know if they were picking at the Peach Pit, because that was kind of like the after-school hangout, and there was a...
Yeah.
Like a guy who was working there. But right. I don't know.
I thought it was, I actually, that was one of my favorite lines was, why is the diner in the school? I thought that literally made me laugh out loud.
It actually,
there's a few.
The way the set was built, I guess, maybe more looked like Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Than
the Max.
But they made references to, because they make a reference to Saved by the Bell, they made references to other 90s shows as well.
Right. So the rehearsals.
Do you want to list who was who, or we'll talk about it as we go?
No, we can't.
Yeah. I didn't remember. Oh, you got all the
names. Yeah, I didn't write them down. That's why I was...
Okay, so Blenda...
Someone went above and beyond today.
Jay is always on top.
I was working.
Secretary of
drag.
Yeah.
Blenda was Nina. Mana. Was Nina.
Oh, for Brenda.
Brenda, yeah.
Okay.
Mana, which was Donna, was Valentina. Mm-hmm. Grandria, which is Andrea. Mira Mana was Alexis. We have Bethany with Aja. Tiffany Amber Thiessen was who came in.
Bethany Amber Thiessen,
whatever. Lunch lady was Sasha.
Oh, go ahead.
Trinity was Nellie's mom, which was Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brandy, which was Brandon, the brother, was Peppermint. And then Nellie was Farrah.
Okay, so they threw
who
some
is
shade.
Nellie
was Kelly, Jenny Garth.
Kelly, got it.
They threw shade at Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling threw shade at somebody.
At was Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Was it that?
It's all over Facebook and Twitter now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that
they... Because at first I thought they were throwing shade at, Brenda? What's her name?
Shannon Doherty.
That
who
one.
Left on very, she's left every show on bad terms, but I love her.
Who, Donna? Or,
Shannon Doherty. Because she was on Charmed.
I stopped watching Charmed when she left.
But then Rose McGowan came in. But anyway.
I didn't watch it. Okay, so, they got to rehearse, they shot the episode with, their co-directors. What did you guys think? Anything spectacular or anything that stood out?
You could kind of tell who was doing a great job. I thought that Farrah was actually going to have, like, a stumbling performance, but she really only... She pulled it together after the one little bit of stumble. But you could kind of see already who was stretching and having a good time with their roles. And, you know, their note to Nina to get into it is I can see where they were coming from. It was Nina's speech, and it was a little hard for me to understand.
Right.
I think Nina herself just talks very quickly, and
correct. And somebody said that. Somebody said that on the episode.
And so, just to slow it down into like a little bit more of a Valley Girl attitude may have adjusted her a little bit.
Well, and here's the thing, and I was thinking about this too. If it was the Lorraine Love Drag Race, I just feel like if you're going, I mean, again, it doesn't make for good TV, but I just feel like if you approach somebody, especially somebody who isn't familiar with acting, and you're being coached by these two actors, you have to tell them, you have to give them a little bit more, give them an example, or you have to just be like, look, is it really going to hurt to go, I like what you're doing, but if you just slow that down a little bit and be a little more articulate, it's really going to help. But you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like when you go out and then you get that kind of response, well, you can't be surprised if that's how you're talking to them.
Well, it's also
not that I thought that they were being mean to them.
Right. But I get what you're saying. But it's also, as directors, they approach directing many different ways. I totally agree with what you were saying. At the same time, I think my only problem with Nina not taking directions is her reaction.
My point being is if you know that and you see that she's like, I've directed before, and if you see that somebody is reacting that way, they obviously, and again, sometimes you don't realize it till after you've cast them that they don't take direction well. You have to find a way to, as a director, you have to find a way to make them understand and get them where you want them to go. And if that approach isn't working, then you have to shift gears and go, okay, girl, I like what you're doing. And then if that means blowing some smoke up their butt for a little bit to get them to do what you want them to do, then you got to do that. Again, it's not for good TV necessarily, but as a director.
I do think that they were giving her kind of a line read how they were expecting it to be sounding, though, because they said stop at or kind of hesitate pause at this part. So they were kind of giving her, like, the line that they wanted.
Line reading, yeah.
Yeah, so they were kind of saying, like, parrot me, basically. Like, do this. So it's just, but you're right, some people, it's just a harder direction. And I'm sure if they had more time to work on it, then it would have been a little bit more clear.
Right.
Well, and I think, and it's kind of the same thing, which is why I think Michelle kind of gets under my skin so much, is like, just sitting there and screaming at people and telling them, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. I get it, you're judging them. I get it. Ha ha, I get it. But at the same time, if they're not doing it and they're fighting you on it, it's probably because they don't like the way that they're being spoken to or the way you're approaching it. So then you have to, if you genuinely want to help them, which is what she always says she wants to do, then you genuinely say, hey, I like the pink. You work out the pink. But can next week, can you possibly do something different?
But you gotta,
I thought, that's all I'm saying.
You also have to understand this is a TV show.
That's what I keep saying. I know
you gotta have that Simon Cowell.
I get it.
These shows. I understand where you're coming from, girl.
The Lorraine Love Show would be a lot of love.
So, anything else? Farrah, I want to mention Farrah. I thought she did really well, and I think her success was probably due to Trinity. I mean, had I not, she was born the same year the show came out, and she's never seen it, so kudos to her.
Yeah. Right.
But I think Trinity, knowing the show, and just, I have to admit, I said this about Shay, I'm saying this about Trinity. She has come a long way. She is standing out, and they mentioned it in Untucked, like, she is the one to beat, and I think all the other girls recognize that.
I agree. I think Trinity, even during the rehearsal section, when she was spitting out those pills, I laughed then, and I laughed during the actual videotape rolling. I mean, but you're right. I think that Farrah was elevated by that character, and they were working together in the workroom. I thought Valentina was gorgeous, and even Alexis took great direction. Mm-hmm. They said, you're the devil. You need to turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
And then she made that adjustment. So that's what I'm saying, is this episode was so great to me because it was one of the more well-written sketch things that we've seen on Drag Race, and I feel like there wasn't really a weak link.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody held their own for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think even Alexis mentioned, because I think it was Darian Lake with the head.
Yeah.
The smallest role. Yeah. I think she remembered that. She's like, oh, let me try this small part and make it big.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with you, Jay, 100%. I think no one did horrible.
Right.
I think everybody gave it their all.
They didn't have to play that rattle.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So it just so happened that somebody had to go home.
Right.
So
it's like when I watch Top Chef. When Top Chef gets down to the nitty gritty, it's like it had two grains of salt too much.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to be nitpicky.
I don't like salt.
Yeah, you have one too many sequins.
Yeah.
Anything else from the rehearsal?
The rehearsal part?
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
I did too. Oh. I did too. I actually enjoyed the rehearsal more than the actual episode. Because I thought I was sitting there and I was wondering how long is this? Mm-hmm. Like, because it was, I mean, because I forget that they went from the opening scene to the lunch lady to the graduation. I was like, right. Oh my god,
and then the prom.
And I was like, oh my god, how long is this?
I do love that Jenny and Tori had not seen the contestants outside of their drag. So they didn't know that Shay was like, you know,
it was fun.
It's fun to know that they just walked onto set in character. I thought that was, it's a fun little thing to have.
Yeah. Moving on.
Okay.
Anything else? Where are we? Oh.
Mirrors.
The mirror moments. You were going to say something, Mark?
But I think I'm going to wait till later to say it.
Okay.
Because it's not relevant right now.
Nice self-control.
We talked about it, right? I know. That's a first.
Please make a note of
there's
that.
There's a first for
everything. Write date on the calendar.
I thought this mirror moment, I think Mark might have mentioned jumping around earlier in the episode. I think the mirror moments kind of jumped around for me. I mean, they were... cancer was the big thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it started with prom and Farrah. I think it was Farrah.
Being bullied.
Yep. Being bullied.
And threatened.
Which is really sad. I mean, when people are, like, emailing you, and I think we got this in Untucked, not in the actual episode, so if I'm jumping around, I apologize. But when she's getting, like, email threats, like death threats, I mean, at what point is it that serious? And I don't know where she's from, I assume.
Texas. Small town.
Small town.
Well, her mom even says, for growing up in a small town.
I know she's now in Vegas.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Well, and she started doing drag with Cynthia in Austin.
That's so. I think Texas is her. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So,
I remember sometimes.
Yeah, good job. I feel like the mirror moments that happened felt more organic this episode. They kind of flowed from one into another. It wasn't like I have something that I want to talk about.
Right.
So, I don't know, like, the prom led into the story about Trinity homeschooling herself, which led into, like, the grandma with cancer, and then it led into, like, Shay's dad opening up a little bit more because he was diagnosed. So, I just felt like this one had a little bit, it wasn't so forced, and I actually, all of the stories I connect with personally, but it was good to see, and the process of watching the makeup put on, our friend tweeted us with, like, seeing how detailed all these queens are with their, you see, like, the transformation happening, and Shay's gorgeous, by the way, with those eyebrows, but I just felt like this workroom was a little bit more cohesive than the other mirror moments that we've had this season.
And, excuse me, I really like, because we've seen in the past how they kind of attack each other, the queens kind of attack each other. They're very supportive. This is a supportive group. Very.
Well, when we were at DragCon, I kept saying it in my interviews, this is like the season of love.
Yeah.
The season of love, because they do seem genuinely, and we talked about it a little bit on the panel too, that they genuinely felt a camaraderie and they all kind of helped each other and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know. And I think the show is evolving as well. And I do think that because of seeing other girls on the show, they're realizing I probably shouldn't go in there with,
you know, self-editing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I do think so too. Even Eureka said that in the panel. She's like, if I go back, that was one of the things. She's like, it was hard to watch because you don't really realize how it's coming across. And she said that was probably one thing for season 10.
Right. I forgot to ask you guys about Aja's breakdown at the beginning.
I'm trying to
how remember how she well she wanted to the switching of the roles.
Oh my gosh! How did we miss that?
Yeah. I don't either.
But well, we kind of touched on it. We talked about it a little bit, but not like this.
You're beautiful. You're Linda Evangelista. Like, it just brought me back to that moment she was tearing Valentina down. Yeah.
There's a part of me that kind of agrees. I mean, not necessarily the way she handled it, but if you're going to ask them what part they want and then you don't give them the part they want, you can't be surprised that she's surprised and upset by it. However, she does later apologize.
There's a way to go to not being bratty.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it was good TV.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the fact that she didn't want the Grandria role is crazy to me because you just pushed away a lead character.
Says that. Somebody called that out.
I think Alexis did.
No, it was Shay. In her moment, she says, in her like confessional moment,
it was Peppermint.
Oh no, Peppermint.
Yeah, Peppermint.
She said, you're gonna do it, and then now you're gonna look like
a bitch playing a bitch.
Yeah,
it was just, it's crazy to me, but I think that she didn't want to look ugly. I almost feel like that's kind of like she didn't want to do that kind of drag. She wanted to be the pretty popular girl.
Right.
That was just like, she's like, I don't want to do that character, and she wanted to play a bitch because I thought she thinks she thought that was in her wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It was a comfort zone.
Play into your strengths. I think there's a way to do things, mm-hmm. and that was not one of the ways to do it.
She should have just smiled and said, I'll do it.
Or I would have been like, I would have pulled her aside. Well, I don't know how I would
react. Hey, Peppy. I want to change. Well,
I think Peppermint handled it really well. I don't know where I'm at right now.
Okay.
So let's move on to the, I want to talk about the runway.
Sure.
Yeah. Jay brought stills.
I screenshot. So Mark, I think I put them numbered and on a list so those who are watching can actually follow along. We're going to throw them up on the screen for a minute.
Fucking
or not a minute.
Overachiever.
I know. Look at our Secretary of Drag.
It was rainy. I can go for a hike.
So I actually went to the gym and I got soaking wet. So that's one of the reasons why.
Okay, so, well, the only one I didn't pull was RuPaul, so what did you guys think of RuPaul?
I thought she really looked great.
Yeah.
I really did think she looked great, because I know there's a lot of talk this season because, you know, Raven and
Delta
are doing her hair and makeup now instead of Matthew. Mm-hmm. I thought she looked fantastic.
I love the dress. I love the colors. Fantastic.
I do, and this is just me, and Raven's going to, she's going to rip me apart. I wish her eyebrows were a little bit darker, because you can't really see her eyebrows. That's the only critique Raven's going to hate me.
I wasn't paying that much attention.
That's the only thing that kind of bothers me, and that it seems to be a tendency right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, this from the person who has black eyebrows, but whatever.
On your television sets, because clearly I have one of those portable ones, as someone mentioned in the chat room, the colors, are they popping to you guys?
They have a full-on violet filter happening where you can't tell.
See. I don't really notice anything until Untucked.
When you see the outfits on Untucked, that's what they should look like.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
But they
100%.
Whoever lit the runway this season, I don't
Needs
know.
To get
I think
fired.
They overcorrected the purple or something. Like the violet is very off.
Everybody thinks Rose's dress was basic, but I think most of her.
I thought it was.
It was. I mean, to be truthful, the pattern, it was just like a day glow dress, but it fit her well.
Yeah.
And I don't think we talked about her padding, but her padding last week was fuller, and I thought this time she went a little bit more
hourglass.
Well, last week it looked like Nina Bonina had done her.
Oh, okay.
But this week, and I'm not mad
at her. Nina's gonna be mad at you for saying that.
What? Nina's known
although
for
I
her...
did just laugh at it, but whatever.
Yeah,
that's
clearly
that's her shape. Nina knows it.
Yeah.
But this week, I think Rue went back to like a slimmer fit. Mm-hmm. I think Rue looked great.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to roll?
Okay.
Roll
so
it?
First one is
Valentina.
Which, Mark, I don't know if we can put those. I don't know if it's up already or not for the viewers, but Valentina had on full wigs with her flower and like a jumpsuit with
four
flowers.
Wigs.
Four wigs.
Four, did you say that?
The category was big hair.
Oh yeah,
and big hair everywhere.
Everywhere.
I think everybody thinks that I'm blowing smoke up Valentina's ass. I am buying everything that she's selling. I'm sorry,
Valentina.
I am buying it. I love this look.
And I think I've said this before. I did think she looked fantastic, and I think she always does look fantastic. But here is my concern, and this is my fear, is and I actually wrote this down because this is what I was going to say when I said I'm going to wait till it's appropriate moment. Mm-hmm. She has always been playing herself. I'm just curious how she would have done had she had to play Shay's role, or had she had to play the diner waitress.
Okay.
So my concern is she's good at Valentina. Mm. I want to see her challenged, and I'm afraid, and we haven't seen her lip sync for her life. We haven't seen her do anything that kind of performance-wise.
Uh-huh.
So my example is, and this person hopefully doesn't watch our show, but there was a drag queen that I used to work with back home, and her name was Charisma. And I used to, behind her back, say, like, it was the most inappropriate name for her because she was so not charismatic on stage. She looked amazing. Like, when she walked in, you were like, I was like, I want that dress. I want that hair. You look amazing. And then she performed, and I was like, girl, thank God you look good.
Maybe her name was Chris.
And that's my concern. And that's my concern with Valentina.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, but...
I love the look. I'm so happy with what she did on the runway. I thought it was great. And I liked her in the challenge as well. Like, I think she played drunk. The thing that I've noticed, too, since that cheerleading challenge, mm-hmm. when she is on until they tell her to stop. Like, mm-hmm. you look at her on the screen when people are having lines, and she's still flailing on the ground drunk. Like, Valentina sells it for me. I get what you're saying about being a different character. I don't know how she would have done with, like, a bitchy character.
Right.
But I still feel like she would commit to it as much as she possibly could. Mm-hmm. Just
but
from what
I
see.
But that's the thing is I'm saying is I don't know that she'd be getting all this praise I mean, most of the praise that she's been getting is because of her look. And that, and of right. being who she is.
She's perfect.
But what about these people like Trinity? I'm just saying, I'm going to give more kudos to Trinity or Shay, who are doing stuff outside of them, their box, and succeeding at it, than somebody who's continuously just playing Valentina.
But she can't, I mean, hello, she got the role that was given to her, so it's not her fault.
Yeah, and you also have to wait to hold that judgment until you see it.
Right, exactly.
I'm just saying.
Valentina, I'm buying everything
they
that you're
pay
selling.
Me to give my opinion. I'm giving my opinion.
Mark,
oh, you guys don't get paid? Oh, shit. Awkward.
I'm making my six figures.
Whatever, Mark. Next is Farrah. If you can see on the screen in the chat room, let us know. If not, we won't worry about it.
Pheromone. Inspired by, she said, Dolly Parton and RuPaul.
Which, I thought, before both of these girls, Valentina and Farrah, I called it. I was like, oh, Diana Ross. Ooh, Dolly Parton. Uh-huh. I love this look.
I thought it was great, too.
I think her hair was perfect. I think she sold the
this
garment.
This might be one of my favorites that she's done.
Yes.
This is my favorite Farrah look, for sure. Yeah. And I think that her makeup was clean and simple.
And it didn't look, it looked like Farrah stepping outside of her box.
Agreed.
A little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unlike Valentina.
And I love that Dolly Parton was one of her inspirations because she's so young that I don't think Dolly Parton is like somebody that I would think of for her to inspire.
Right. I mean, 22.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton has been around forever.
Here she comes again.
She's coming back. Dolly Parton, by the way, I saw her on an award show, I think, earlier this year. She still looks good.
Amazing. Uh-huh. I actually saw her. She was at the L'Hermitage Hotel, and my husband and I were at the bar. What were you doing there? My husband used to work there, so we were sitting at the bar, and she was there eating, and she walked by, and she looked amazing.
No stranger to a wig, Dolly Parton.
No, she is not.
No.
I love her. Go, girl.
Farrah looked amazing.
Agreed.
Trinity is next.
Uh-huh. Huge hair with the wings and a jumpsuit.
I fucking love this.
Trinity.
Trinity Taylor.
This was the only one. If I had to rank them, this was one of my least favorites. It was just the color, and it just looked very pageanty to me, and the cutouts. I was just kind of like, it was okay, but I still liked it. I liked it. It was just, if I had to rank them, it probably would be on the bottom for me, personally.
I totally disagree. This is one of my favorites.
That's what makes it special.
Oh, and by the way, any of you guys who are SNL fans, she got a shout out on SNL this week.
Chris
Pine, they did a skit where it was like a bunch of dudes in a garage. If you haven't seen it, I think Mark put it on Twitter. Check it out. It's hilarious. And they're just they're sitting around talking about Drag Race and how they don't watch the show. But I think this is true. I think people are watching the show, and especially now that it's on VH1, it's got a huge audience.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie.
She got a shout out, and I think she tweeted, she was kind of excited that her name was mentioned on the show.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious, so check it out. I think she looked amazing. I love the wig. I love the
Valentina
G-string. I love everything.
Never asked me out, for the record. They're saying that Valentina asked me out, and I asked Valentina out, and Valentina kindly declined. That's why I'm salty towards her. I'm a married lady.
Doesn't mean that you're faithful. Who said that? What do you got, Jay?
Just saying, for Trinity, I liked it. Okay. Sasha should be coming up next.
It was on point.
Yeah,
that was so so lame.
I like it. That was very her.
Yeah.
It's very her.
It's I liked her story. We didn't really talk about the cancer and why she's a bald queen.
Right.
I think I don't know. It's things like that that makes them human.
Mm-hmm.
As if like Sasha's been Sasha this entire time. But it's one of those things where, you know, you take notice and you realize that she has a like, I've said this before, we all have purposes.
Yeah.
But she has a specific purpose, and her drag is developed in that purpose. And I it wasn't my favorite, but it suited her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mind it. I think she looked great.
Hector says Sasha was his favorite. Is my favorite look. Oh, where'd it go? And like Drag Race history.
This one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
I love it because I think that she did stay true to who she is, like the Brooklyn vibe. Mm-hmm. And I got like a very Gaga or Courtney Love in the 90s mm-hmm. kind of vibe from it too. So I felt like she carried over that 90210 into like a 90s thing too. Mm-hmm. And for the hair being the challenge, your focal point is the hair.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you go to it and you know it. And I'm going to remember this look for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone did pretty much the same big hair. And mm-hmm. this definitely stands out as different.
Exactly.
So that's why I didn't mind it. But I'm definitely watching her because I really think that she has a great message.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
she seems very put together.
She is
a little bit older though, too, than the other girls.
And whereas I don't think the acting challenges or I don't think her Snatch Game was funny, but it wasn't. I can see her excelling in other places and not necessarily an acting challenge.
Correct.
So I just realized that we gave Valentina like a full critique of her thing, but not Farrah or Trinity or Sasha yet. Like. Of how they did on the actual challenge. Sorry.
Well, Farrah, I think we mentioned Farrah a little bit. I thought Farrah was fine.
Yeah, we talked about her during the challenge.
And Trinity, for me, even when they didn't point out that she was flailing in the background with her legs open, that was the one thing that I remember seeing before they even brought it up.
Yeah.
So she knows how to take moments and stand out.
When Michelle said Jennifer Coolidge, like mm-hmm. I was like, she is doing physical comedy, like making her face like I love when comedians make their face ugly, like if they're not afraid to be like in there. Mm-hmm. And when she's spitting out those pills, like, and she's like copying Farrah. I know it's in the script, but she was like escalating her voice too. I think Trinity owned this entire episode.
Yeah, and to be a pageant girl, we mentioned this before. She's way out of her box. Trinity.
Trinity.
As far as
I want to say Tiffany.
Amber Thiessen.
Amber. Yeah. So yeah,
and Sasha the lunch lady.
She kind of fell flat. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those roles where you had to like put your stamp on it, or you just fade in the background.
I'm afraid though, if Sasha did too much, they would have been like, "Girl, calm down. Like you weren't the star."
Well, if who did that?
If Sasha came in as a lunch lady and was just like boozy and crazy.
Well,
like,
but
knocking.
Again, I think you always want to go big because you can be brought back down.
Right.
If it's hard to go from this out to here. It's
which
easy
is,
to bring it
which
back
Which is what they said about Alexis. She was kind of small.
Yeah.
And so, she made it bigger.
Yeah.
I can see that.
We all like bigger. Moving on.
Some more than others.
Peppermint.
Peppermint.
Peppermint Pageant. Was Chaka Khan.
I liked this.
Chaka.
I don't know. There's just something about this I really, really enjoyed.
It's beautiful. I think she
looked amazing. Yeah. I think it was one of the best she's ever looked as well.
Yeah. Agreed.
And it wasn't pink.
That's exactly what I'm like. This is a different style and a different look that we've seen from Peppermint.
Yeah.
She looks stunning.
The dress goes all the way to the ground. Hair looks fantastic. There was even some
makeup.
Rhinestones on the top of it, which I didn't see until Untucked. But yeah.
And I feel like in the challenge, she was kind of the glue that held together some of the scenes.
Oh, right. Drag Race just won the MTV award for best reality show, ladies and gentlemen.
It was just retracted.
Okay.
Maybe Moonlight.
So maybe they did.
They took it away and gave it to Moonlight. Trinity.
Peppermint.
Peppermint.
I feel like she was kind of the glue that held together. Like she was kind of the straight character, so I didn't think she really had a chance at winning because none of her lines really were standouts.
Right.
But she did fine with what she did.
And it's funny because I didn't know that she was the mirroring Brandon.
Yeah.
Character from 90210. And when she said that in Untucked, I was like, now it makes sense because he didn't really stand out for me on the show.
Oh, he stood out to me.
Clearly. I'm sure you stuck out for him, too. Like, Dylan was the shit.
I liked Dylan, too.
And, I mean, and Jason Priestley is great. I thought he was fine. But, I agree. I think, she was, it was good.
Yeah.
It was a safe performance.
Right.
She looked amazing, though. I thought this is the best she's looked.
Agreed.
So far. Okay, next is Shay Coulee.
I have Nina Bonina.
Sorry.
Bonina
wrong black girl. Nina Bonina.
Fantastic. Nina. Very Nina.
Holy shit. Okay, so when they cut to her real quick, if you saw it when they were getting ready, you saw her putting her makeup on, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
And she didn't let me down.
No.
I love
the mane hair. I just like it's very Nina.
Right.
You know?
And maybe I've said this before, if I'm flip-flopping, whatever. I don't mind the corset. I know Michelle brought it up, but I think she looks great.
Again, I don't think they can ever say you can't have the same silhouette when they handed Bianca Del Rio that title. You are not allowed to say that anymore. because you just gave crowned somebody who literally wore the same evening gown mm-hmm. all season long.
But,
so you
cannot say. But that. In Bianca's defense, she did excel in all the other.
That's fantastic. But you can't say that they have to mix up, because I remember when she shot the video for that season in the final three, and they had her in like the little bodysuit and stuff, and I was like, oh, she's got legs. I just literally can remember seeing that because you never saw her outside of that.
Well,
I'm not saying she can't.
It wasn't fair. I get what you're saying, and it wasn't fair because Ben Delacroix was the same, you know.
Yeah.
And whatever. But so Michelle, that was two seasons ago.
Michelle didn't say anything threatening about Nina. She just said, we've seen it. I would like to see something different. Yeah, so I don't think she's saying...
And, but did she ever say that to... No.
No, never.
That's my point.
But I'm also shocked that Michelle didn't say, I don't want to see another face paint from you. Like, I'm kind of surprised. She's like, that doesn't bother me. That took me by surprise because right. I would want to keep seeing that.
Hell
I
think.
Yeah. I wish she did a different one each episode.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Nina's paint is... like, her makeup's always fantastic. For me, though, the...
I know. Oh, sorry.
Just the hair... Because it was, like, hair everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think, Sasha, your eyes went to the hair. I don't know if my eyes went to... Like, I don't know if I got big hair or hair from this runway. That's my only criticism. But the overall look, I still am buying.
I'm not renting. I get what you're saying. I totally disagree, though.
Okay.
I think... Because I think the makeup is so profound and so...
But you're looking at the makeup right now.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, when I look at her, I'm looking at her makeup and then, like...
It's enhanced by the hair?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So,
But if you're saying it. Maine, I don't know, I would think it'd be like...
All the way down.
Well, I just like, no, because it was kind of like mohawkish, and I liked that.
I think it totally fits. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
For me, sorry, Sasha...
I was like, what the fuck was that?
I hit the mic, sorry.
I thought you burped or something.
No, Sasha's... Sorry. I'm a lady.
Yeah.
Hey, you are. Rude.
I thought it was great. And the challenge, I get it. She maybe wasn't the strongest, but I don't think she was, like, the worst. But again, someone had to be in bottom two.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
Two grains of salt.
Yeah. She had two grains of salt.
So Shay was next.
Yes, Shay.
Shay Coulee.
What did you guys think?
I fucking love this. I don't know why. Again, whatever I said about Valentina, I'm saying it about her. I'm buying everything that she's selling right now.
I really loved it. Like Michelle said, normally a girl walking in a swimsuit and a jacket, I'd be like, what? But... She, like, had the pat. She had the big gulp. Like, mm-hmm. I really liked this character. And I know who it is. Like,
I think, and I'm saying it here. This is another breaking news.
Oh, God.
I agree with Michelle.
Uh-huh.
That if she had just walked down and did the runway, I would have been like, ugh. But she sold it.
Right.
She sold the look.
And also, Shay is another one, like you're saying, in challenges and stuff. Like, she was not in my top three. Even Meet the Queens, I really liked her, like, Nefertiti headdress. She's really coming to life for me these last few episodes. Like, we are trimming the fat, and I'm so happy.
Yeah. So, I think she nailed this challenge.
Brian accidentally deleted that. They did win Best Reality Show.
Okay,
that great. Congratulations.
So congratulations. And we got to break that news.
Breaking news. I love everything about this.
I'll do a press release for this.
I love the pink. I love the jacket. I'm so...
Smitten.
In love with
Smitten
her.
With Shay.
Good.
And Shay. Again, her performance. And I like the fact, I don't know if it was Tori or Jenny, but they mentioned that in the rehearsal, she was one thing. Mm-hmm. And then when she came out, they didn't even know who she was. Shows.
Yeah.
So, kudos to her.
I agree.
Next was Alexis.
Alexis?
Michelle.
Oh. Okay.
Alexis Michelle. Yep.
Silence.
No, I liked it. I mean, I knew exactly what it was. And this is the one thing about this that I did like, is it wasn't a silhouette that we have seen before from her. So that tickled me.
I like the concept.
Literally, like, coochie, coochie, coo, but you know what I mean.
Char over here.
I like the concept.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wish... I think the dress should have been a little bit bigger or longer.
I was okay with it being shorter.
It's not bad. Again, if I had to list this, you know, put them in order, this would be my least favorite.
Same. I agree with you, Kenny. I think she had the challenge. Like, she was like, hair, okay, I'm gonna make a hair skirt.
Mm-hmm.
But the look itself for me was not my absolute favorite.
See, I think it's a little bit, and I would give this better than Trinity only because I think it is a little bit more creative than Trinity's. Trinity's was just a big hair and a funky dress. So at least this had a concept behind it.
Yeah, I like the concept. I just didn't like the execution.
Yeah, but it wasn't. You didn't have to have a concept. They took it upon themselves,
so they can just have big hair and walk out.
Sure. Big hair, don't
care. That's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm writing this down because this is going to come back to bite you.
What I did like, was Alexis's eye makeup. It was like kind of running, and it looked. Yeah. It did look like Ursula Sea Witch, which is my favorite villain.
So. And I caught a glimpse
Ursula
of
likes
it.
You too.
I hope so.
Yeah, it was alright.
Cool.
And last but not least was Aja.
Aja wearing... This was exactly Alexander McQueen, like...
Ah! Love. This was my favorite.
This was probably
one of my favorites, too.
Yes. I mean, such a shame that she went home on the... Like, this is the best she's ever looked, and then she goes home wearing, like, this amazing...
Well, my thing is, at least, though, that's...
You got to see
that's
it.
That's the look you're going to see on everything, so that's good. So I thought she looked fantastic.
Avant-garde. I feel like... In history of the show, I think this is one of my favorites. This dress was sick.
Yeah.
And she wore it really well in the hair.
She looked amazing.
I got Queen of Hearts all the way through.
I want to be that girl.
We haven't talked about her. Sorry. Yes, on the Runway was sold on Aja, but her, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, like, again, she was just swinging her hair. Mm-hmm. She was like a complete misfire. She deserved the bottom two, in my opinion. Like, this was
performance-wise.
I mean, if you're... Had to pick. She would be the bottom. But she was Alexis. My favorite on the runway. Fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Her and Trinity. But this one was pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Oh, we already talked about the performances.
Yep.
So, I guess we move up to the safe girls, which was Farrah, Alexis, and Peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they kind of blended in from the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no big surprises.
Yep. Okay.
What did you guys think of the tops and bottoms?
Tops was Valentina, Trinity, and Shay.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the tops. I think that they were the ones that stood out.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think that Trinity was the absolute standout on the challenge.
As amazing as she was, I thought... It should have been a tie between her and Shay. I thought Shay was
Shay was the second and Valentina was third.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, actually.
It was close. This was a close one. I would have even...
Well, they've already done one tie, so I...
That's well, because they were paired together.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I would have been okay with no one going home. Because I thought
the lip sync was good.
The lip sync was... It was to finally... Yeah. Finally! Cece Peniston.
Finally!
That's a great song.
Between Nina and Aja, which... We have seen Nina perform live, lip sync live, which we already knew she was gonna like slay that. And then we've seen Aja perform on the show. So when those were the two, I was like, I don't even know who's gonna get it.
Right.
Yeah.
The double backbend had me like snapping.
Awesome.
I love when it's not
there's
planned.
There's a gif of it now too.
Did you rewind it and try to do it yourself?
I did it on the first time. There was three of us doing it together. But it reminded me of Laganja and Jocelyn both doing like the splits. Pink. Right. So it was just like when it's not planned like that and it just looks so good. Like, I wish I was in the crowd seeing both of them do it.
Or Kenya Michaels and what's her name? I'm blanking when they did the Vogue and they both did the backdrop at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's.
What is her name? Write it down. Somebody put it in the chat room. It's Kenya Michaels and, oh my gosh. She did Janelle Monáe.
Milan.
That one. Thank you.
All I can hear is the other things that Rue would always say.
Paris.
London. Kennedy. Yeah.
Milan.
Okay.
What
did you think of the lip sync?
I thought it was great.
I mean, I definitely thought Nina did better.
Right.
So yeah, I don't feel like I don't feel like she got gypped.
When she did like that shuffle, like shaking her boobs, I was like, she has this. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
She's just, you can just tell that she's an entertainer.
Yeah.
You know, and that's her strength. So
saying that too, though, I mean, Aja, now if I know Aja's in town, I wouldn't mind seeing her perform because I think she's a like lip sync slayer. Like, she's great. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I was entertained by this one.
I think for Aja, for me, really kind of blended in the background. And this is what I kind of Aja.
Oh, okay.
Why did I say it?
No, I thought you were being facetious.
No, I just
that's what I thought. Because normally you are. I think Farrah's gonna be in that same predicament. She's like always kind of just in the background and not. She hasn't had a moment to stand out. Yeah. So
we haven't been doing this season is picking who we think is gonna go home the next week. We used to do that.
Farrah, I want to know who do you guys think they're gonna read in the reading challenge.
I'm going to read
each other.
Well, yeah. No. Because Rue says, this time you're going to read somebody special. I think they're going to read her.
I bet RuPaul. An old queen's going to come in. Oh, you think they're going to read RuPaul?
I think they're going to read RuPaul. Maybe.
Speaking of future episodes, Brian wrote me and said that episode 10 is called, like, Working on the Crew or something, which is the makeover challenge. So pretty sure it's underwear models now.
Oh,
so
this is the one that you didn't...
They're going to redo the pit crew.
I think they're going to do Andrew Christian Boys.
If that's what they're calling it, I think it's going to be the pick.
I don't remember the exact name, but thank you for that, Brian. So anyway, yeah, I talk about upcoming challenges.
FYI, and that's so funny that you're saying that because I just watched a video Jason Carter posted, like, initiating in the new guy, mm-hmm. and they were walking in high heels. So maybe it is the pick crew.
I love Jason.
Interesting. Wrap up. Anything from Untucked before we wrapped?
I did. I wrote down...
the Walking Dead padding, I love that.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
The moment where Trinity asks about top three or something, and somebody asks her who she thinks her competition is.
Right.
I feel like we need to talk about that.
I think she was gonna name Valentina until. And this is what I like about, because I would have done the same thing. I'm not going to give her the opportunity to take advantage of, you know, this mm-hmm. moment. So,
but at first I thought she did that. And then the more I heard her talk, I was like, no, I think she generally liked Alexis better.
I tend to believe it. She was thinking about Valentina, and Valentina was waiting for her.
I don't know. I thought that, but
which
then the
is
more I thought about
shady.
More,
it was shade. I call shade.
I like, and this is why I like Nina as well, is like, I personally don't have a problem with her not giving in to this. It's all bullshit, you know? Mm-hmm. Why do we need to go and look at this message? And I get it. I understand it was touching. But some people want that attention, whereas, like, if she knew she was going
to
go be in the bottom two, so
yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Right.
That's it. We got to wrap up now.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This was always a pleasure. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Where can they find you, Jay Ellis?
Real quick, guys, we might be having a special guest come in, and the only hint I'll give is that she likes Chipotle and Clueless. So hopefully that works out. And you can find me on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous. I'm going live right now. And then Twitter at @still_jealous.
Mark?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorraineLove. And I want to give a special shout out to Miss Tina in Slovakia. See you in the chat room, girl. Sorry. but I saw you and I love you and I'm glad that you got up to watch us.
And you can find me at 123 Jackie B. No, I'm just kidding. But you can find her there on all platforms. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Same
you're
time,
stuck
same
with
channel.
Bye.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.